Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of March, we will be exploring the topic, Following His Guidance. March 28, His Aid. And yet Elijah was sent to none of them, many widows in Israel, but only to Zarephath in the land of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. Luke 4, verse 26. Mount Carmel was a very impressive sight. There is an imposing statue of Elijah triumphantly raising a sword after his showdown with the prophets of Baal. God had sent fire from heaven in response to his servant, and this is the way we like to see God's prophets, strong, victorious, and assured. But what about when they become weak, discouraged, and depressed? Did God still guide them then? Jesus mentioned Elijah in his Sabbath morning sermon in Nazareth. There were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was shut up for 3 years and 6 months. And yet Elijah was sent to none of them, but only to Zarephath in the land of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. Luke 4 verses 25 and 26. Giving an example of the inclusivity of God's grace, Jesus pointed out that during this period of drought, God sent Elijah to the house of a widow in Sidon, outside the land of Israel. It was in this house that the continuous miracle of the never-ending flour and oil occurred. Elijah even raised the widow's son from death. God first guided his prophet there and then back to Israel, where the final showdown occurred on Mount Carmel, and rain came upon the land. God always aided Elijah in everything, even giving him specific instructions where to go and what to do to represent him to the people. Yet after God showed himself strong against the prophets of Baal, Elijah became afraid of Jezebel, the evil queen. Exhausted, he became depressed and even suicidal. Yet God did not abandon him. He sent a heavenly messenger who brought him food. Elijah slept, ate, and walked until he got to Horeb, where God revealed himself to him in a still, small voice. There was more for him to do, and God would be his aid and his guide, as he had always been. The God of the mountaintop is also the God of the valleys. His grace is sufficient for us, and in our weakness, we're still in His grip. He is our Savior, and as He did on the cross, He comes to our aid at our lowest point, doing for us what we can't do for ourselves.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!